Joy Tactics.
I really can't stay, baby. It's cold out there.
Eric, I want you to sound go so away. Sick. You
baby, sound it's sick. Cold out there.
I just need to let you know, if you think that you're going to like get away with just passing as like a normal health individual.
No, man. It's... I don't know what you're talking about. I'm healed, dude. I'm not even sick anymore. So I can be around my elderly family with no problem. Okay.
You have already killed like 14,000 like elderly people on your journey to, to Seattle.
It's impossible. It's impossible. Wait, could someone please, could we start off? Can you guys look up the lyrics to Baby It's Cold Outside and can we sing it together?
Oh, you want to do like, which one you want? You want to be the male person?
I want to be the female. The chick. The okay, chick.
Baby, it's cold outside and I'll play the male and Jack, you just.
And Jack, you could add in any lines at any point that you want.
Are you serious? Thank you. That's what I like.
Okay, you ready?
Oh, or we could be twins. Jack. We're twins. So we'll trade off the female lines. And Nate, you're playing the perverted fucking sexual deviant. Okay, ready?
I off like to the races that. This time. Here we go.
Okay, take it away, Jack. That.
Take it away. Okay, watch this. Us twins really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Both of us twins have got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I'm afraid. We're both afraid of the dark. I'm not looking at the lyrics.
Hoping that you'd drop in.
It so has been so very nice.
I'll hold your hand. They're just like, come on.
No, you say.
Is that me?
Hold your hands.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my mother will hold your hands. They're just like ice.
Our mother will start to worry. Let's pick it up a little bit.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
Our dad, father will be pacing the floor.
Oh, that's fun. Both
listen
at the same time.
To the fireplace roar.
So really we'd better scurry.
We both better scurry. Hurry rather. Oh, no,
beautiful, please don't hurry.
But maybe just a half a drink more.
I'll put some records on while I pour.
Yo, real quick, look at how long this shit is.
It's so long as fuck.
Man, fuck this shit. And both of y'all suck on my fucking dick.
Jesus. Well, how does this end? Because I think this song gets a lot of flack for feeling like, you know, some kind of sex pest behavior. Don't look at
bro, it, can baby. I just say, I think, let me be a little bit unwoke.
You sounded like you took the biggest, fattest hit of crazy
Snoop.
Weed.
Snoop, stop passing me that blunt. I'm getting too high. Basically, my take is that that song was not meant to be that creepy and she's being playful. Okay? Mm. And then in the 2010s, everyone was like, no, that song is beep, canceled. Then, well, no, you're taking away the agency of the actress that played the part in those things.
What about this line? The answer is no.
Get over here, bitch. Yeah, what the fuck?
That's all right, the next I take one. It back. I take it back, bro. I take back my that was gonna be my Subway take, and I take it back. But I read an essay about it that really convinced me. Okay.
Well, it really comes down to the intention of the author here. So if we have to ask this author, what's the subtext that you were intending to convey?
Right.
What did you?
Right.
Do you want it to be a sexual predator or do you want it to be a playful old man?
So how does it end?
Let's see.
They both say it's cold. It ends. Okay, fine. Just another drink. That took a lot of convincing.
Okay. Never mind. That is this shit I'm dubbing problematic, actually. I take it back and I'm against this song.
Idina Menzel, you're on watch.
Gosh, your lips are delicious, but maybe just a cigarette more. Never such a blizzard before. I've got to get home. Baby, you'll... this is what we all have to do together, the twins and the man. Baby, it's cold outside. Okay, three, two, one.
Baby, it's cold outside. Jesus Christ. Well,
that
was the double dome version of Baby.
Baby, it's cold as fuck outside. The twin edition.
Cold as fuck. The twin edition.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Merry
Christmas.
Winter.
Happy holidays.
Should we keep dissecting music? What's the biggest Christmas song? Xmas song.
Yeah, what do you guys
have? I have a Merry Christmas challenge. Okay, Nate, I have the Merry Christmas challenge. You know how it goes like this. Nate, say into the mic, Merry Christmas to the most hottest fucking Carmen Electra on her birthday. If Christmas is her birthday and you're waking her up kind of in a hot way.
Okay. So I would be like probably in like a tuxedo, a full tuxedo.
No pants.
Breath smelling amazing. You know, yeah. I woke up like 3 hours earlier, go up to her gently, very gently, kind of graze her back. Wakey, wakey. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You,
Merry Christmas, girl. You want to get up?
You want to go
wake? Are you awake? Hello? Carmen?
God, she's dead. She's fucking dead. No, Carmen.
It's just crazy how immediately sexual whisper is, you know?
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Okay, now, Jack, you say Merry Christmas all
sexy. You have
that,
but with Paula Abdul.
Okay, so I will come in with a rented speaker, a microphone, because she likes music. Wake her up. Hang all your mistletoe. I want to get to know you better. Slide the fucking yogurt with brown sugar and strawberries right in front of her. This Christmas.
And this is a cover that you sang and you recorded it and you're playing it off of there? Are you singing this live?
I'll hop in for the chorus. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. But so you're harmonizing with yourself.
I'm constructing her breakfast in bed, about half a fucking giant mug, half of it full of French vanilla, full fat creamer. Fireplace is blazing bright. Then the fucking decaf, because she doesn't do well with caffeine. Psh, pour that shit up. We'll be caroling through the night. Merry Christmas. How's that?
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And then.
Oh, I take mine back,
she's
by
down,
the way. I wanna.
Here comes a kiss.
Oh, I have a new idea where I put one of those like a $30 like flat top grill that you can just plug into any outlet, and I put that next to the bed, and she wakes up when she realizes that something's a little hot in the bed. She looks over. Yeah, scrambled eggs, pancakes.
Wow. Damn.
Yep. Sausage links.
Flat top griddle on the bed.
On the bed, yeah, next to her.
She
might
Scott
move
style.
Over and get like burned a little bit. Oh, what the fuck? And then she's like immediately not pissed.
I smell
breakfast.
Good.
You guys don't remember when Michael Scott burned his foot on the George Foreman grill because he liked the smell of bacon in the morning? So sue him.
Wow. Incredible.
Michael?
He burned his foot on a grill? How'd it get up there?
Dude, he liked, well, what?
Whoa. Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.